eye surgery. Mom, I can't breathe. Mom, I can't, I...
Which limo would you like, the wheelchair or the wagon? After those questions, I knew it was time. I've been waiting for over a year to do this. I was about to get eye surgery. The wagon, please, I said. I thought the wagon was pretty snazzy. He told me to get in. He was a pretty nice guy. I could not really focus on him, though, as you pulled the wagon down the hall. I felt like I was riding death row to the electric chair. The thought of getting strapped in and can't move and then getting zapped by an electric chair gives me the heebie-jeebies. The thought of that does not get me pleased and excited either. The ride felt like forever. I looked around and saw all the other waiting rooms and all the other people. Those people looked like they had to get some sort of eye surgery too. Some sort of surgery. But I felt like mine was the worst. Eye surgery. The sound of that, and like, it would hurt the most. I took my mind off of it. I looked outside. There was Berkeley, the famous Cal, all those famous streets, the parks, and all the trees blowing in the wind, and all those people outside. Inside, it was a graveyard. It was a huge difference. I listened to the guy on the ride there. The guy was asking me all these questions. What school do you go to? And all this stuff. I knew he was just trying to get my mind off of it. I already tried that. It did not work. I could not even answer. A bomb went off in my head. I was blurry. I was deaf. I was scared out of my mind, almost crying. At this point, I thought Bloody Mary was going to come out and get me. My mom kept telling me that it was going to be okay and I was going to be all right. But by looking at her face, I could tell that she was almost just as scared as I was. Finally, right when the guy with the chainsaw was about to cut off my head, we got to the surgery room. The nurse told me to go over to where the surgeons are sitting by the bed. I walked over slowly over there. Seeing all those tools that they use, I was sketched out. There's so many ways that they can mess up. Three of the options are, number one, is that they pull it off and I live. The next option is that they miss and I'm paralyzed for life. Number three is that they miss completely and I straight up die. I think I'll take number one. That just might be the best. What is going to happen? The bomb went off again. I saw my mom and dad scared. I was deaf as they explained what was going to happen. They pointed to this thing and put me slowly down. They put it over my face. It was happy gas. My hearing came back, but it was too late. The gas was spilling in. I freaked out. I felt like someone was choking me up against a wall. Mom, I can't breathe. Mom. I was out. Jack, my mom whispered. Have you ever seen a movie where someone is out cold, then someone tries to wake them up, and you see their vision, and it's kind of blurry? Well, that's what it was like for me. I woke up, and my eye felt like it had an ache in it, like people were playing archery, and someone shot a bullseye and nailed me right in the eye. Maybe the arrow penetrated it, and it went out the other side of my head. Then all the nasty goo started up, come out, and then, well, let's not go too far. That's nasty stuff. It kind of feels that, like, it kind of feels like that way, though. This surgery changed me. Not just my eyes, but my parents did not have to worry. This was a crazy adventure from being in my eye doctor's office, doing tests, and being in the surgery room. The lesson here is sometimes you have to go for it. I considered not doing it, but I knew I would be better after. Put yourself out there. Just go for it.